are Vic Fellowship, and Vic stands for Vaccine Information Coalition. You're listening to Progressive Radio Network, the most listened to truth radio program in the world. My name is Renee, and the title of our show is What in the Cell is Going On? We are on every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, which can be accessed live on the front page of PRN.FM or later on the front page of our vacinfo.org website. We have a very, very special guest today, Dr. Tim O'Shea, the creator of thedoctorwithin.com and the author of Vaccination is Not Immunization. Welcome, Tim. Tim, and what have you been doing lately?
I just landed. I just came from the airport here. I was in Southern California this weekend. I've been lecturing all over the place, as usual. People can really... answer that, you know, people say, well, what have you been doing? I really track it in my monthly newsletters on the website, thedoctorwithin.com. Just click on newsletter archive, and every month I send a newsletter to many people, that to thousands of people actually, that highlights the current events, not only in the area of vaccines, but also in the area of alternative medicine and natural health.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, we're actually in your hometown right now. We're in Sacramento. And I'd like to ask and share with the audience, what's going on with California's vaccines today, Tim?
Well, you know, April, I mean, what you mean, be more specific than that.
I know they took the SB 277, took the religious exemption away. I mean, what are people doing? Are they, I know a lot of people have contacted our organization and are moving out of the state. But I just think personally, this is just the beginning of many states, you know, eliminating the religious exemption.
It's the philosophical exemption that was eliminated, not the religious, but it's actually, I don't know if I agree with that so much, April, because there have been a lot of states that have tried to eliminate it, and they were more reasonable and they didn't eliminate it. California is the only state that I know of there's the most concerted attack against vaccine exemptions in California that really dwarfs the efforts in any other state. So, as you know, at this time, if you're a parent, you have a kid, you've educated yourself, you don't want to vaccinate your child, your only option in California right now is to get a medical exemption, right?
Right, right.
To have an MD sign the form that this child should be exempted from vaccine. Now, on my website for a few years, I've had this section. It's called Doctors Who May Sign Exemptions, right? It's a list of doctors throughout California who may sign the vaccine exemption. But sometimes a lot of these guys are calling me up, telling me to take my name off, to take their name off my list. Mm. And a lot of patients are calling me saying that they've called a number of doctors on these lists, and when they answer the phone, they say that they don't sign vaccine exemptions. Now, some of the ones who actually do are saying that because, you know, this is the last hope of, of the unvaccinated child in California. And these medical doctors who will sign the exemptions, they're under attack now on two fronts. Can you guess what those two fronts would be, April?
Say it again.
Can you guess what those two fronts that are attacking these medical doctors would be?
Well, the drug companies, I'm sure, because they're mouthpieces for them.
No. It's indirect. No, it's.
Please tell.
It's the insurance.
Oh yes,
I've seen the letters. The insurance company will write a letter to a medical doctor, and it will be something like this: "Dear doctor, it has come to our attention that an inordinate number of exemptions are coming from your office. Should this continue, we will have no choice to drop you from our plan." So they're getting threatened by the insurance companies. But now there's a newer thing in the past year. It's another much more insidious attack on doctors who will sign vaccine exemptions. And it's Bob Sears is a good example of that. Now here's a good soldier, you know, in the pharmaceutical industry. You know, he's a pediatrician. He vaccinates thousands of people, but he has a problem with SB277, like most reasonable people, not because he's against the vaccines, but because he's against the state taking medical freedom away from parents. And so, but he has been pegged now by media and now by the California Medical Board and attacked as being an anti-vaxxer, which is completely ridiculous because, you know, all he is doing is he's following the law. The law states that parents who want to opt out of vaccines must find a medical doctor to give them an exemption. That's perfectly legal. And because he's following that law, he's been not exactly suspended, but he's been sanctioned. He's been sanctioned and he's carrying out those sanctions. So the California Medical Board is sending, is sending a message to other medical doctors. If you sign these vaccine exemptions, we are going to threaten you and harass you and sanction you. So the bottom line here, April, is what's really going on. What I see in California is a lot of first-time parents who are just coming into this issue for the very first time, and they see that there may be problems with vaccines, and they're trying to inform themselves. They actually read best science that they can get a hold of, and then they're sort of on the fence, you know, should I or shouldn't I? But when they see the difficulty of finding a medical doctor to sign the vaccine exemption, they just roll over, and it's too much trouble, and they just roll over and vaccinate. So we're actually losing this struggle, not the struggle to get rid of vaccines, the struggle to maintain the parents' right to medical freedom over the child. That is what we are losing in California.
Absolutely. And even with my son, who I did not vaccinate, because, of course, the one that I lost was my first child, the pediatrician that he was seeing told me that he could no longer treat my son if I didn't vaccinate him because he's getting financial incentives. Why don't you tell him about that a little bit?
Well, that's the other thing. And I've seen those letters too. A few months ago, a colleague of mine, he's in this strip mall or this business complex with a number of pediatricians, and they accidentally sent him the pediatrician's mail, and he didn't even read the address. He opened it by accident, and he saw this letter. And I think the pediatrician's office had dispensed with, like, what was it, 35,000 this month, and there was a check for $7,100 in there. And they don't use the word kickback, but it's like a commission, I guess you would call it. And so you're right. There's an absolute financial incentive in giving as many vaccines as possible. So why would a pediatrician want to sign, vaccine exemptions and thereby be diminishing his own business? That's what the issue is.
That's right. The money, unfortunately. I want to go back on something because I know this might have been a couple of years ago, SB 277, but I know my organization, Vic Fellowship with Gary Knoll and also Mike Adams, did radio shows here against the religious exemption. So has something more recently been done that I'm not aware of? You're saying they took the philosophical exemption away recently?
No, it's just a question of terminology. California. Okay, there's three kinds of exemptions: medical, religious, and philosophical. Some states have all three; other states only have two. For California, we've only had two. So the philosophical is the religious exemption in this state.
Okay, I gotcha.
That's what SB 277 was. It took away that philosophical exemption, which we had for the last 75 years.
Oh, wow.
Abolished.
That's insane. That's insane. And then now everybody is forced to do it. And I'm sure autism is going to be increased to every other child here, like all across the world or the nation for sure.
But you were talking about people leaving the state. So I send out these newsletters every single month, and I archive them on my website, thedrwithin.com. So I wrote one last month that it was talking about I have a on my website I have a it goes to the U, my YouTube channel, and I was just up in Sacramento a month ago, and there's a group up there, Dr. Desiree Crusade, and I videoed that lecture, and it's on my YouTube site. But what I'm talking about here is there are four options left for people in California who want to vaccinate their child. No, who don't want to vaccinate their child. Number one, get a medical exemption. Number two, if you can't do that, leave the state. Which hundreds of people, well, actually thousands of people are leaving the state for different reasons, but hundreds of them, who knows the numbers? Nobody really knows the numbers.
Yeah.
A lot of people really are leaving the state for that reason. Of course, there's homeschool. And homeschool, the problem with homeschool, I mean, I really know there's some great people. Actually, up in Sacramento, there's some really great people up there who are involved in homeschools. There are some fantastic homeschool curricula available to parents these days, and you don't have to do much research to understand that if you have the time and the ability to homeschool your child in 3 hours a day, that child, whether it's grade school or high school, is going to be far in advance of any child coming from the public schools. Because they waste so much time doing all this extraneous stuff and not enough time on academics. So it's a really efficient way. The problem here, April, is California people are probably the most taxed people in the United States, right? And so a huge portion of the taxes that people work for and the taxes they pay every year, right, goes to what? Toward education, toward building and maintaining the schools. Now they have a right to use these schools for their children, and now here we have this committee introducing this ridiculous draconian law saying that your child no longer has the right to go to this school because you choose not to vaccinate him. That's really what's going on in California today.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, I know you travel all over the world doing these presentations, you know, increasing the awareness of people as well as myself. What's going on in your, is there any progress, do you feel, with the vaccine awareness?
Progress with vaccine awareness. Okay, that's a good question. First of all, the real answer to that question is it's almost impossible to have any hard data on something like that. You know, how many people, you know that vaccines are a problem. I guess the only real way to document that would be to somehow to track the number of people who are not vaccinating their children. And I really don't see any evidence of an increase in the number of people who are opting out of vaccines for their children, primarily for number one, because of all the obstacles that are being placed in their way for doing that, especially in the state. And number two is that it's the control of media, April, which you are well aware of. Corporate everyday media is so tightly controlled at every level, every phrase even in movies and on stupid TV shows that everybody watches. Anytime the idea of medicine or vaccines comes up, it's these very fanciful notions that the doctor knows everything and can cure all diseases, and the more drugs, the more vaccines, the better. You know what I'm saying here. As a consequence, when people try to really inform themselves and try to find the true science and some legitimate research that really substantiates the need for a scrutiny in this area of vaccines. It's very difficult to find that. Plus, it takes a lot of reading and effort and agonizing and study. You know, so these days you really have to admire a parent who wades through all that, who spends all that time and shoulders that burden and then still makes the decision not to vaccinate the child. You really have to give credit to the parents who will do that today, because it's much, much more difficult to do that today than it was 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah, there's a lack of information. And like you said, that's what we did. I mean, that's exactly what I did, because, you know, my daughter wasn't developing normally. And I started taking her to all the different specialists, the endocrinologists, gastroenterologists, neurologists, and they couldn't give me answers. So it forced me to start looking on my own and learning. So these parents, nobody knows our babies better than we do. And so many parents are waking up and they contact our organization, you know, pass out our cards and stuff. So I know what you're doing is a great thing, as well as what I'm doing in honor of my baby girl. And we just have to keep moving forward. You know, the ones that are ignorant enough, they want to keep their head in the sand and pretend like vaccines save the world, then, you know, more power to them, you know, but leave us alone, you know.
That's right. We are not saying to anyone that you can't vaccinate your children or you shouldn't vaccinate your children. Anybody who wants to vaccinate their children, go ahead and do it. It's unfortunate that the children are, it's going to be to their detriment, but we're not trying to take away the rights of parents to determine their own medical freedom. So why are they doing it for this group of, you know, parents who would not choose vaccine?
Right. But see, the only way that I would have chosen, because when her dad walked in when I was pregnant with her, he said, he worked with chiropractors, and he said, Dr. Frank and Dr. Ron are telling us to look into the vaccines. My response to him was, I would never be a negligent mother and not vaccinate my daughter, because I didn't have the information. I was blindly trusting these pediatricians who don't even know. Yeah. The drug companies don't even teach them what the ingredients are in vaccines. And that's why on the back of our card, we very clearly show what's in them, and then give them an option to go to get truth, because we're taught lies. All of it's lies. You know better than anybody.
That's true. Yeah, that's, you're right about that.
So we have to provide the information. I mean, they say no shots, no school, no kidding in West Palm Beach, Florida. It's a lie. My daughter just graduated high school with no vaccines. So, you know, the diseases were eradicated because of the vaccinations. They were coming down because of better sanitation and nutrition way before the introductions of vaccines. They don't know about the researchers that are proving it. They don't know about the congressional hearings that were happening, Congressman Dan Burton, back in the, you know, later in the early 90s and 2000s. Anyway, they don't know this stuff. And that's why I believe what you and I are doing, and many people, Sherry Tenpenny, many people, Tony Bark, all of them are exposing truth to allow parents to make an educated choice. Once they have the information, then they have the right to say yes or no.
Right. So is it much more difficult in Florida to get an exemption from vaccines than it is in the United States? I mean, in California, rather. In California.
I don't know the exact answer to that, but I know when my babies were younger, my daughter just turned 18, like I said, and my son is now 21. And I just walked into the local health department. I've taken a couple of people myself there that felt intimidated, and literally walked in there, and they literally have a doctor come out. At the time, there was a doctor at the Broward County Health Unit in South Florida. He would come out and look in the where they had a sitting to judge us. Like to see if he needed to influence us in some way. So I would tell people when I would take them, dress nice, okay, look credible, so they're not, you know, they don't think they can just push over on you. And then they make you watch some, you know, little video of all these children dying from polio and how important it is to get the polio vaccine. They make you sit through those lies. And then I remember that's when I went to the office, to the doctor's office, and he's the one that gave me the exemption. So it was quite easy back then. I would assume, because of how aggressive they're becoming now to stop people from not vaccinating, or to force people to vaccinate, I would assume that it's much tougher now. Because I'm older and I don't have young children anymore, I don't know.
Are you talking about medical exemption or philosophical exemptions in Florida? Which one
this was
about?
This was the religious exemption in Florida. We went to the local County of Health, it was called.
Yeah, I know. My question is, is mm-hmm. that religious exemption still available today in Florida?
Yes, absolutely.
It is. And is it just a matter of finding the form and presenting it to...
Yes.
No.
They just have to say it's against their religious belief.
Mm-hmm. Right, but it only has to be signed by the parent, not by a medical doctor, right?
No. When I did it, they had to. It was on the back of the actual blue card that was on the other side. Was the schedule, like what they had received, all the different vaccines they had received. It was on the back side of that they, you know, they endorsed the religious exemption. So that, like I said, that was years ago. So I don't know what it is now.
Wait a minute. Who is they? They
the Broward County Health Department I went to, and I've sent many to.
Wait a minute. You're saying a parent will go in, they want to get a religious exemption from vaccines,
so there's
a form, and it has to be signed by a clerk at the Broward County Health Department?
Yes. That's the only thing available. We've never had philosophical or conscientious exemption in Florida. It's only been medical and religious in the state of Florida.
Okay, so then my next question is: does the clerk just sign it by rote, or do they try to? Is there some kind of persuasion, or you know?
Very much a persuasion, like I said. If you they come out, the doctor who signs the form, it's actually a doctor, I believe it was a medical doctor. He would look out in the lobby, the waiting room, to judge how he could, you know, to see how much he need to try to convince you to vaccinate, to see how you looked. Your appearance is a lot, and that's why I tell people when they ask me, leave your children at home, just go in there, dress nice, say I need a religious exemption for my children. They don't even have the right to ask you what religion you are. Just say it's against my religious belief. The tree told me last night not to vaccinate. The crazier you sound, the faster you'll get that exemption. And then they make you sit down and watch this dying of disease video. And what I, you know, I pretty much got nauseous over it because I had known truth by this time. And this is what I teach.
What if you refuse to watch the video?
I tell people to comply with them. I pretty much tell them just go in there and get what you need and get out of there.
Okay.
And I kind of prepare them. They're going to show you this stupid video that's a bunch of lies, and then you're going to sit down with the doctor. And I mean, I don't remember the specifics, and like I said, I don't know how it is today because my children are older, but I know back then it was extremely easy. They give you the religious exemption. They don't even have the right to ask you any questions whatsoever back then. And like it probably is a lot tougher now because of so many people, because of all your great work and so many people's great work of bringing awareness to the masses, the misinformed masses like myself, because I was a victim just as much as my daughter. I blindly held her down thinking I was saving her life. And that's the lies the drug companies do to us.
Right, I know. But see, that's my whole point. I don't really see the effect of all the, you know, the actual awareness of vaccine science that this whole movement is bringing to public awareness. I don't actually see the effect of that. What I see is the powers that are repressing that information and harassing people who would opt out of vaccines. I see their effect as much stronger than the overall effect of people like you, me, and Bobby Kennedy.
Absolutely.
And Andy Wakefield.
And that's the whole problem. What I've learned through my baby girl's experience is that these medical doctors think they are God, and they intimidate parents. They sound smart. They speak this techno jargon, doctrinese language my husband teaches, and they sound smart, and we blindly hold our babies down and sacrifice them, literally. And you know, I mean, I had to learn the hardest of ways and just as much of a victim. So that's why it's so important that we keep doing it. I know a lot of people in Florida because of my baby girl are choosing not to vaccinate. So there, and we don't even know what the real numbers are. I mean, the powers that be, the Rothschilds or Rockefellers, they're the ones putting out those numbers. How can we even believe what they're saying? You know?
Yeah. But the point is I don't see any evidence that the numbers of people who are opting out of vaccines is increasing. I don't see any evidence of that at all.
Well, I talk to them often because I have, like I said, the Vaccine Information Coalition. So we have a lot of supporters that do not vaccinate. You know, my daughter's mausoleum says God's dearest angel on it. These are the angels, I believe, that to make the change of us giving these medical doctors this, you know, this position of trust, like they're God, like they're our creator. And it's like, are you serious? You know, they don't even believe in our creator. They're taught evolution in medical school. They're not even taught nutrition. Meanwhile, the Bible says the leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nation. And they're not even taught it. So what I've seen through my baby girl's experience is our creator of the universe is perfect. And you can't perfect perfection. And I know my own two eyes with my children, because I have two unvaccinated children. Even my own clinical study I did, because Corey was 2 years old when Casey passed away back in 1999. So for 2 years, and I teach this in my presentation, for 2 years, I did my own clinical study. They'd catch the same little virus. He'd run a 10, 15-minute fever. She took a week to kill the same exact virus, had to take her to the hospital for dehydration the year before she passed. Something he burned off in 10 minutes with a fever, because our creator gives us these defenses, you know, vomiting, diarrhea, fever to burn it up. So you can't perfect perfection. When you compromise the immune system within 3 hours of birth with a hepatitis B vaccine, and then another 8 or 9 at 2 months, another 8 or 9 at 4 months, another 8 or 9 at 6 months, it's compounding toxicities. I saw with my baby girl, Casey, every round I gave her made her more of a stupor. I had to teach her how to walk, teach her how to crawl, teach her how to walk. You know, it's more, the more poison I allowed them to put into her, the more of a regression it happened.
But I mean, this is the best kept secret, because this is like this on that same phenomenon is visible in millions of children. So the health of the superior health of the unvaccinated child is one of the most best kept secrets in the United States, and it's amazing that they're so successful at keeping that secret from general public awareness, because anybody, even the most uneducated people, can look at the average unvaccinated child and the average vaccinated child, and it's clear as night and day the difference in health, in alertness, in intelligence, and vitality. It's so clear.
Exactly. And they'll never do the study, you know, studying the difference between unvaccinated and vaccinated, because they know what they're doing.
There can be no control group of unvaccinated.
Exactly.
There was one study that they did that one time. And of course, the unvaccinated children were superior in every category.
Absolutely. My babies don't even get sick. And if they do, they throw it up. They you know, go to the restroom, whatever. They eliminate. Their bodies know how to, you know, to defend when it's exposed to something.
They have an immune system.
They have an immune system, exactly. Yeah. They're not poisoned. And in Casey's case, I'm sure you remember the story. In Casey's case, she was labeled autistic before her second birthday. So that's when I started praying and researching myself and realizing the vaccines is what injured her and why she wasn't developing normally and she wasn't talking. And I stopped her vaccinations before her second birthday. But 2 years later, because of the witch's brew, I call it, that was in her bloodstream, she ended up contracting mononucleosis, Epstein-Barr virus, which Dr. John Martin taught me came from the animal viruses in the vaccines. That led into a secondary infection, bacterial meningitis, and took her life 10 days after her fourth birthday. So my point is once this poison's in our body, like even you and me, if you have vaccines, I mean, Congressman Burton even showed SV40, simian virus number 40, in cancer tumors, monkey viruses. You know, it comes out, my dad died of ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, from his childhood vaccinations, and then the flu shot every year, compounding toxins. Montel Williams even went public with some friends of mine, Shelley Reynolds and Lynn Redwood, that had autism organizations when I had the Autism Autoimmunity Project. He admitted that his multiple sclerosis was kicked on after his hepatitis B vaccine on the show. So it's the underlying cause. And this is what even Dr. Mayor Eisenstein, before he disappeared, he used to say, he had tons of unvaccinated children. He used to say no vaccines in his patients, no cancer, no vaccines, no autism.
Yeah.
So that says it all. To me, that says it all. Where's all the, and you know, and doctors will tell parents, oh, it's just better diagnosis. Okay, doctor, then where's all the autistic adults? That's my question to them. If it's just better diagnosis, where, I mean, autism has gone from 1 in 10,000 children now to 1 in 28, I think it's now, little boys. And I think even that number's high. We're going to have a walk-in zombie generation in the next 10 years. It's crazy what we're letting them get away with. Crazy.
Yeah.
So where do you think it's going to be five years from now, Tim?
Well, Andy Wakefield says that if present rates continue in the next 10 years, it's totally possible that it can be one child in two will be autistic.
Absolutely. I think it already is. I really think it's already. I can see it. I mean, you can see in their eyes this death, darkness.
We have to continue this another time. I have to run here.
That's fine. That's very fine, Tim. I really, really, really appreciate you taking your busy schedule time out for me and for your wisdom and for your books. And I just love you. Thank you. And we'll continue the show. We got another 15 minutes. You have a wonderful day, sir, okay?
Ask people to go to the website, thedoctorwithin.com.
Absolutely. You definitely want to go to thedoctorwithin.com. Dr. Tim O'Shea, the author of Vaccination is Not Immunization, War on Our Children. I love that. And he's been fighting this fight without any, you know, selfish motive whatsoever. He doesn't even have an injured child. I mean, he's just one of the frontline researchers that you can go to and learn truth, learn the science. Your books and your information, Tim, is irrefutable. Anybody that listens or reads it, you do your, you know, I mean, it's research. It's detailed and footnoted. And I mean, the truth's out there. But, you know, are parents going to take the time? That's the whole question. Are you gone? Okay, I'm going to continue talking here. That's the whole question. Are you going to take the time to educate yourself? Or are you going to do exactly what I did, which is blindly hold the love of your life? I did not know what love was when my daughter was born. Okay, you don't know what real love is until you have that first child. She was everything to me. Okay, and here I tell her dad I would never be negligent. I thought I had to vaccinate her to allow her to survive in this world. How dumbed down was I? And that's everybody out there. I didn't have a choice. I went to my immunologist pediatrician who told me she would die if I didn't vaccinate her. Fear, fear, fear. That's their tool. Meanwhile, scripture says, you know, power, love, and a sound mind. We're supposed to have power, love, and a sound mind and believe that our creator is perfect. And if he wanted us to have vaccines, he would have given them to us. You know, his vaccine, I teach people's breast milk. Breast milk is our creator's vaccine to us, because whatever immunity we've built in our lifetime, I had Casey when I was like 30, I believe it was. She was born in 95. Anyway, about that, 31. And all my immunity that I had been exposed to, and this is what I teach in my presentation too, you know, these little diseases our creator allows to strengthen our body for adulthood and survival. So everything I had accumulated in my 30 some years of living, my breast milk, which I did with her until she was 20 months old. So we're talking about almost 2 years old. My last little girl, Faith, that's 18, just graduated high school. I nursed her for 22 months. And, you know, she was literally sitting on my lap, unbuttoning my shirt, saying, "Booby milk, mommy." So that's their real vaccine. The real vaccine for children today is the immunity you've developed passed down to your children. You don't want to bypass those natural defenses, fever, vomiting, diarrhea, straight to the bloodstream. Inject mercury, formaldehyde, aluminum, antifreeze, the blood of animals, glyphosate, polysorbate 80, and on and on and on and on, the back of our card shows clearly. And this is the biggest abomination for anybody out there that's a believer in our creator. Animal blood and DNA. My daughter was loaded with the stealth virus, monkey virus, okay? Loaded with the monkey viruses. They use live mediums to make these vaccines as witch's brew. The polio, the kidneys of monkeys. They do what's called serial passage, and they weaken the disease in the monkey's kidneys. And then again, they're bypassing God's defenses straight to the bloodstream. Injecting, putting the blood, the immune system on red alert. With the DPT vaccine, they use an aborted fetal, the jugular of a horse, excuse me. The MMR vaccine, they use an aborted fetal tissue. Dr. Suzanne Humphreys, just when I did a radio show with her recently, I showed her my card. You're going to like this. And I'll tell you about her in a second, since we have a little bit more time. But anyway, I showed up when we did the radio show before the show started. I showed her the back of my card and I said, "You're going to like this." And she's like, "There's an ingredient missing." And I said, "What?" She said, "E. coli." I'm like, "Suzanne, that's poo." She says, "It's in the new pneumococcal vaccine they're giving 2-month-old babies." So they're only upping the ante with these poisons. And that's why anybody listening to this show now or in the future, you want to help plant seeds. Plant the seed. These cards that very divinely were created after I lost my baby girl, okay, because I think I've said this on the previous show, but I'm going to say it again for any new ones. When Ronnie walked in and said, "They're telling us to look into the vaccines," and I was pregnant with her, and I said I would never be negligent and not vaccinate my daughter. If he would have handed me our card, because our card doesn't even have my name on it anymore, because this is so not about me. Okay, this is about these angels that are here to make the change for our creator. If he would have handed me that card and I would have saw Educate Before You Vaccinate and a website to go to get truth, and most importantly, I would have turned it over and saw the poisons and vaccines, that would have encouraged me to look into it. But instead, we're just taught vaccines save the world. There's such propaganda, like Tim was saying. He did a whole beautiful article back 20 years ago when he was one of our scientific advisors for the nonprofit, exposing the deception that they're indoctrinated with. You know, so all we get, and we trust these doctors, not realizing that they're not, you know, they're literally, Dr. Suzanne, let's go to Dr. Suzanne. She said it perfectly. Okay, and I'm hoping to get her on the radio show soon, even though I know she's taking a little sabbatical right now, so I pray for her. But anyway, she was a nephrologist, one of the top nephrologists, and after the flu shot, three of her perfectly kidneyed patients came in with kidney failure. So, of course, she started asking questions at the hospital. And sure enough, shut down. She ended up walking away from it all. She wrote a book exposing the vaccinations, dissolving vaccines. I think it's called something like that. But most importantly, another book I have right here in front of me right now, Rising from the Dead, it's named. And let me grab it real fast because this is powerful. Dr. Suzanne Humphreys, medical doctor. This is a biography of her life, okay? She told me in this book, she says, "I was the walking dead." They are the walking dead, she says in this book. I can't even read it like without stopping because it's so overwhelming truth that even I, after losing my baby girl and obsessively educating people ever since 1999, even before she passed away, after I knew I was a victim of you know, the drug companies, the pharmakia, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers. So I have to put this book down. I mean, she even says in this book that in medical school, they have the authority, if they're not sure if it's a boy or a girl, that they have the right, or they ask the parent, which would you like, a boy or a girl, and they have the right to change their sex organs. Now, that was something I had to put down. I'm like, oh, no, this is not happening. So this book is great, and I haven't even finished reading it here, but let me just read the back of the book, because this woman is amazing. She's walked away from her whole lifetime of study. I mean, this was one of the top nephrologists. Rising from the Dead reveals how doctors are systematically trained like cogs in a machine, which often leaves them feeling defeated and helpless. Suzanne Humphreys earned a degree in physics before heading to medical school, later specializing in internal medicine, then nephrology. This young doctor's dreams of healing people were gradually crushed as she realized she would have to sell her soul to protocols and conform policies. Excuse me. She would have to sell her soul to protocols and conform to policies, which made no scientific sense and endangered patients. Excuse me. I'm so sorry. But this just hits home a little bit too hard, okay? I had to lose my child for this. Let's go back to the selling of the soul. She would have to sell her soul to protocols and conform to policies which made no scientific sense and endangered patients. Like many doctors, she was on the way to becoming one of the walking dead. Like many doctors, she was on the way to becoming the walking dead. In 2009, her stand against medical policies, which injured her patients and violated her ethical integrity, resulted in peer hostility and ostracism. By 2011, depressed and deflated, life was difficult in all directions, until she found peace through an unexpected path and a new friend. Now, who might that be? The co-author of Dissolving Illusions, Disease Vaccines, and The Forgotten History brings you her entertaining autobiography, which will surprise you and have you wondering if your own doctor would be inadvertently threatening your health. And this is coming from a medical doctor, someone that was taught, just like all of them, indoctrinated. That's what my husband teaches. Indoctrinated. They're programmed. Literally, they're programmed, people. Wake up. The drug companies write the textbooks. The drug companies fund their medical schools. Children have cancer. We lost a 21-month-old baby a couple years back that had one round of vaccinations. One round, then she saw my presentation and chose not to vaccinate her child anymore. And she ended up taking her last breath at 21 months old, just to show you how poisonous these vaccinations are. So all I wish with myself, with all my loved ones, with Linda, my other half in this fight for our children. She has two vaccine-injured children. Whew. I'm sorry, but obviously this is very passionate for me. Linda, she'll be on our show, by the way. Linda Demos is her name, and she's been by my side for a very long time. Her son, Timothy, she has to puree his food. He'll only eat a certain kind of pizza, and he's 25, I think, 26. He's getting up there. Stevie is severely autistic, severely, doesn't say a word, 21, 22 years old, maybe a little bit older, doesn't say a word. But on a good note, he's her angel. He's her sanity. Without him, I can't even imagine her survival of that experience. And this is just my other half. What about all the other parents out there? We talk to people all the time through Vic. Through Vaccine Information Coalition, that have the same story, people. Wake up. Take yourself and your child's health into your own hands. Don't just blindly trust. Many medical doctors are coming out. The front page of our vacinfo.org website has very clearly, first, me and Linda put it together. Linda's our web designer. She very divinely became anointed to do web designing. On the front page, we came from the perspective of a mother's heart coming to our website, because we have people all over the world passing out our vaccine cards. We give them out. We were doing it for free until they started trying to make us go away. And I had to start charging a small fee just to be able to pay for the shipping and stuff. But anyway, we send out these cards all over. We have the right to research this stuff. The front page, her and I decided, as victims of our website, vacinfo.org, is all the credible people, the medical doctors, you know, the people that someone like I used to be and she used to be, someone that would have influenced us when you're misinformed and you don't know the stuff that we're teaching you right now. So the front page, we decided, let's bring because there's a lot of them coming out. Dr. Stephanie Seneff, I'm hoping to interview her soon. You know, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Tony Bark. I could sit here and tell you many, and that's not even counting Dr. Wakefield, who's been doing it. You know, I had him back in 2001 when I had Casey's Quest from London. Dr. Singh, Dr. John Martin, the monkey viruses, Dr. Molden, the microvascular mini strokes are happening even after the flu shot he showed. So there's plenty of doctors. So on the front page, it's the doctors. It's the credible people. It's the case that just was won by Dell Bigtree and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Proven there's been no safety studies on vaccines in over 30 years. They just won the court. They just proved. And this is for anybody listening that has an injured child. You have an open door now. What they just did is huge. Okay. All this is on our front page. because what I feel is you got to get them interested first. And I'm coming from a victim, which I would have loved to have had. I would have loved for Ronnie to have came in and said, Dr. John and Dr. Ron are telling us to look into the vaccines, and they gave me this card. Plant the seed, God will grow the seed. I would have had a place to go to get truth instead of just going to my immunologist pediatrician that scared the crap out of me. Okay? The support link, we just redid the support link. The support link on our website for anybody that needs spiritual support to survive this battle, because this battle's way too big for us. Way too big for us. But the victory's already been won. She met a new friend, Dr. Suzanne Humphreys admitted in her book. Who's that new friend? Okay? I call it in Hebrew the Ruach HaKodesh. In English, it's the Holy Spirit. The Comforter, Scripture says. The Comforter that entered me through my journey, through my walk. And now he controls me. So bring it on, because when he's with us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay? I will die for this. My baby girl sacrificed her life for many, many, many children. And you don't think I will? But again, if he's with you, who can be against you? This battle is our Creator's. And that's why the victory's already been won. But don't become a victim, people. I'm giving you the information I wish I would have had. Linda wishes she would have had. Many mothers out there wish they had this information. Okay? So educate yourself. Educate yourself. Don't be dumbed down. Don't be the ostrich with your head in the sand. You know? Do your homework. Don't just blindly trust these doctors. It's not that they're evil people. They get started in a, you know, in a heart to help people. I really, really believe. I really believe that they get started to help people. They have a true heart. It's not like they intend on killing people and poison them. And they go through medical school, sleepless nights, lots of money. They get indoctrinated, literally programmed to think that they're God. I mean, literally, my mother, when she told her doctor she wasn't going to get the flu shot, he slammed the door on her, okay? He got angry at her because she, like, how dare you question my authority? I could let you hear a message right now that is a doctor of, I'm not going to let you hear it. It might be some privacy issues. But anyway, he is the latest inventor of the vaccines, he told me, including the Ebola vaccine, the message says, and I have it on memo, and I let many, 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 many parents that call us listen to it to fire them up and get strong for their child, because there's nothing like moms on a mission, lions protecting our cubs, and I pray for mercy, okay? Anyway, where was I? Lost train of thought there. We have to stand up. These doctors are the most arrogant. The message I have, anybody wants to hear it, I'll give you our number in a second, and you can hear it among many, many others that have called, immunologists leaving messages on our machines, because we have people all over the world, like me, that are planting those seeds all over the world. So on the message that you're going to hear with this guy, the latest vaccine developer, he says, can someone educated like myself with a scientific degree, please call me back. The most arrogant, arrogant of all. And that's how they're indoctrinated. They're indoctrinated in medical school to have that mentality, people. I trusted them. We all have trusted them. But when you're taught that arrogance, and then you don't know our Savior, they're taught evolution in medical school. So they can't have the Comforter that he leaves with us. They can't see beyond it unless, like Suzanne, you find him or he finds you, and then your eyes are opened. But that's the only way. It's very rare to find a medical doctor that's also a believer in our Savior. Anyway, the most arrogant person, and do you know Dr. Ed Yazbach? He was one of our scientific advisors, too, with a nonprofit. We called him Foo, his nickname. He's my granddaddy. I talked to him shortly after this guy left a message on our Vic Fellowship phone. And I said, Ed, he needs to hear from you. Because Ed is a retired pediatrician, that he's wonderful. He's got a lot of articles, and anyway, exposing truth as well. He said to me when I told him, I let him hear it, and I said, Foo, please call this guy back. He's not gonna listen to me. I'm just the mother. He's not even going to listen to my husband, who's a naturopath. We're both health ministers showing people how to get well and kicking in that self-healing doctor like a broken arm or cutting the finger, just like Gary Null teaches on PRN.FM. A lot of people are teaching truth for Father, whether they believe in him or not. He's using them. He used a donkey in the scriptures. He'll use whatever he needs to expose this truth. Okay? Anyway, wake up, people. Please, wake up to truth. Do your homework. These doctors are indoctrinated. Suzanne said, the walking dead. They are walking dead. It's like a freaking zombie. And then they, because they don't know our Creator, they can't see beyond it. And they think they are God. They get angry at you if you question the vaccines. You have my parents call me and tell me, my doctor's telling me, I can't, they can't see me anymore. And I mean, the calls that we get, the people we talk to them all the time, all the time. I've got about 20 right now I've got a call. That's because I'm only one person, and we are very few that work with the organization. But get the information. Take the time to educate yourself. Our website, it's all there. We're not being politically correct. It's all, they're not politically correct. All you hear in the media and everything else is vaccines are great. So we got to counteract it by giving truth in case they come to, you know, if they feel led to come to our website. Our treatment link is awesome as well. My husband is brilliant. He's the inventor of what in the cell is going on. He's brilliant. He's a Joshua of today for you believers out there. We see cancer go away. We see ALS go away. We had a guy with an oxygen tank with ALS. He no longer has ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. My dad died from years ago, from his flu shot every year. So people, wake up. Do your homework. Go to our website. Dissect our website. Linda's actually adding new things constantly. We're keeping it as updated as possible. For now. I don't know how long it's going to last. As a matter of fact, the reason I'm doing this radio show right now is they contacted me. We're going to have to go in a few minutes. But let me just tell you, this is awesome. And I appreciate Gary Null. I appreciate Jesse. I appreciate PRN.FM for giving us this avenue, because they've been teaching it a very long time and nobody listens. Like with me too. I mean, people do, but not the masses, the misinformed masses. Okay? Take the time to dissect the information. Take the time to do your own research instead of blindly trusting these medical doctors who are the walking dead. They don't even know what's in a vaccine. If you don't believe me, go to your pediatrician. They think... Anyway, we are going to close now. You're listening. I'm so sorry I'm so passionate, but this is what I'm living and breathing for, people. You are listening to Vic Fellowship, Vaccine Information Coalition. Our shows can be accessed on the front page of vacinfo.org, on the belly of the little boy flexing his muscles. We're on every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and our contact number is 800-939-8227. We thank Progressive Radio Network for allowing us to have this show, and God bless you all.